one of the things that the Spirit has been sharing with me is about not only the end times, but what's going on. And special events. Now, we just saw, there was we had an eclipse, and then we had the lines, the planets lining up. And then meteorites, rain of debris of meteorites and stuff. And we have another blood moon coming this month, and I think it's the 27th and 28th. It's a partial eclipse, but it is a blood moon. And all these things are coordinating together. And something occurred this month also that kind of made me do some more research on some things. On August 7th of this month, Mecca Joint Defense Agreement was signed in Mecca. And it was signed by Saudi Arabia. Amen. The Crown Prince, Turkey, the President, and Pakistan, the Prime Minister. They've aligned themselves with each other to protect one another. And the Bible talks about end time 10 kings associated with 10 nations. And I believe that this could be a part of the first 10 kings. Now, in this alignment of the beginning of 10 kings, Saudi Arabia represents the financial support system. Turkey represents the military power because they got a huge military. And Pakistan represents they are a nuclear country. They carry nukes. Those three countries have joined together to protect one another. Now, there's something also about this. These are called Sunni nations. These are Sunni Muslim nations will protect each other from Shia nations. Which is like Iran is a Shia nation. These are two different sects of Islam. And they've been battling and warring against each other for a period of time. Ever since Muhammad died, their prophet, they split. And Daniel chapter 7, let's start at verse 15. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body, and visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him to the truth of all of this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Those great beasts which are four kings which arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever and forever. Then I wish to know the truth about the fourth beast, which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, with its teeth of iron and its nails of bronze, which devoured broken pieces and trampled the residue with his feet. And 10 horns that were on his head, and the other horn which came up, before which 3 fell. So in other words, there's going to be 3 of these kings that are going to fall before the other horn comes up. One of the things that we've got to understand is these 10 kingdoms must first be established before the Antichrist reveals himself. Namely, that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which shall be different from all the kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, trample it, and break it in pieces. The ten horns are ten kings who shall arise from this kingdom, and another shall rise from them. He shall be different from the first ones, and shall subdue three kings. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half time, which would be 3.5 years. For the court shall be seated, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and devour it forever. Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole earth shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. Isn't it nice to know the final conclusion? His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. This is the end of the account. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts greatly troubled me, and my countenance changed, but I kept the matter in my heart. Again, from the fourth beast, ten kings represent ten end-time kings. Iran has threatened all Sunni nations around it. Remember, these are Sunni nations that are rising. They will most likely be 10 kings or 10 nations of the Sunni Islam. Hallelujah. Iran has threatened them all. Emerged from the same foundation, Sunni split between Sunni and Shia, originated in 632 CE following the death of the Prophet Muhammad. Sunni Muslims are 85 to 90% globally. We'll talk about their differences a little bit. Shia is 10 to 15%. Sunni believe that the community should choose a leader. Shia leadership maintain divinely guided by prophets and descendants, or what they call imams. Shia believe in the temporary marriage for the sake of certain acts in exchange for money. Sunni don't allow this to go against the essence, because this goes against the essence of marriage. Sunnis don't consider Shias as Muslims. They do not consider them as true Muslims. I'll say this again so we can get more of an understanding. Again, we are watching the arising of the ten kings. The three nations that just signed an agreement in Mecca, it's called the Mecca Joint Defense Agreement, is Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan. Again, Saudi Arabia represents the financial support, Turkey represents the military support, and Pakistan is the nuclear support. These are all Sunni nations. Now, we see here now that there's been a battle between Sunni and Shia. And again, the Sunni don't believe Shia are true Muslims. I don't know what they think they are. They carry some of the same foundations. But, you know, when you think about something, when you go back to in the Bible, in the Old Testament, when Abraham had a son, he had a son, first of all, with a woman that was the maidservant of Sarah. Amen? That was his first son, because they didn't wait, even though the promise was there, but they didn't wait for the promise, so they got an Ishmael. See, that's what happens when you don't wait for God's promises and you do something on your own, you get Ishmaels. Now, Isaac was the son of Sarah and Abraham, but there was a covenant made with Isaac, and not with Ishmael. God promised him and blessed him and so forth, but there was never a covenant made with him. He can only make a covenant with his blood. Does everybody understand that? Because Sarah and Abraham were the blood. But Abraham, and I forgot her name, Hagar, yeah. How could I forget that name? Hagar were not of the covenant blood. So you see here, they're fighting, believing that their God is covenant, but it's not. They got no covenant God. It's deception. It's all their own rules and regulations. It's perverse. And of course, they control the oil and the money. And look what the battle is going on over there right now. You got Persia, who is a Sunni nation. Iran is a Shia nation, I'm sorry. And so they're trying to gather together Shia nations or other ones that have similar belief or willing to support them in any way whatsoever. And it ain't going to happen. Revelation 12, verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and with the moon under her feet, and on her head are a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 what? Horns, which represent what? 10 kings. This is their kingdom. And 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. 10 horns, 10 kings. Again, these 10 kings must be established before the Antichrist is revealed. Revelation 13, starting at verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now the heads are also representations of authority in places and positions, government, financial, banking, things to that degree, military, education. In other words, they've been controlling the world for so long. Having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on their horns 10 crowns, and on their heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast, which I saw, like a leopard, his feet were like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. Now, when you think about it, that might be a place and position of government that was destroyed, or financial that was destroyed. Is everybody with me? And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, and who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So a true believer won't fall into play in this. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword shall be killed with the sword. Here is the patience of the faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs, so that even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now we know this is going to be AI. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except for one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666, which we know 6 represents man. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. Then one of the 7 angels who had the 7 bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on the scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having her own hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was given, Mystery Babylon, the great mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Now, this is going to sound strange, but everything to me dresses up Catholicism. If you look at how this is all glorified in itself, all the church, the Catholicism, demonic forces that glorify themselves, their priests, the way they dress, how they worship the Queen of Heaven. Why? Because the Vatican was known as the greatest money laundering operation in the world. And they still are. Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, "Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and the 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. When they see the beast that was and is not and yet is, here is a mind which has wisdom. 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits." Well, that's considered Rome area. Europe. "There are also 7 kings. 5 has fallen, 1 is, and the other has not yet come. When he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the 8th, and is of the 7th, and is going to perdition." Now, we know who goes to perdition, the Antichrist. He's the son of what? Perdition. "The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as of yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot. So everything's going to turn against it. And make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast. Until the words of God are fulfilled, and the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Oh, that great city is known as what? What is it? Fatima? Babylon? New York City? Hallelujah. The great, great Catholicism location. Hallelujah. Behind closed doors, we don't see the fullness of all the connections. But God is revealing all the connections now. Every one of them. And are being slowly peeled apart so that wisdom and understanding can be taken. And we can see what's happening. Again, these 10 kings must be established before the Antichrist has truly come forth. Even though he's known as the perdition. Everything is preparation for the perdition. You know, when you really go back and all the perverse charges against the Vatican, how much money they've paid out for all the children they've abused. We have no idea. I've seen a video in the Vatican where they actually have a picture of Lucifer in their like basement dwelling places. And people do not know what's really going on behind closed door. Daniel 8:15. Then it happened, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and was seeking the meaning, that suddenly there stood before me one having the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Euphrates, who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell on my face. But he said to me, understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the end of time, the time of the end. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in deep sleep with my face to the ground, but he touched me and I stood me upright. And he said, look, I am making known to you what shall happen in the latter time of the indignation, for at that appointed time the end shall be. The ram which you saw having two horns, they are the kings of Media and who? Persia, which is who? Iran. So there's no coincidence that all this is happening right now. And the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between its eyes is the first king. And as for the broken horn and the four that stood up in its place, four kingdoms shall arise out of that nation, but not with its power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressions have reached their fullness, a king will arise, having fierce features, who understands sinister schemes. Now, that's not Obama, okay? He isn't here yet. His power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He shall destroy fearfully, and shall prosper and thrive. He shall destroy the mighty and also the holy people. Through his cunning, He shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule. He shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in their prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. And the vision of the evenings and mornings which was told is true. Therefore seal up the vision, for it refers to many days in the future. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick for days. Afterward I arose and went about the king's business. I was astonished by the vision, but no one understood it. Again, I said this was going to be short, so I'm going to close at Daniel 12. When I saw the signing of those three nations, it just really, really struck me. Of like, we need to search this through more. Find out what's happening. Because it is happening right now. We're in it. And these 10 kings are going to start to come in. So we see three of them already. I really believe that these three nations are part of the ten kings. Eventually, the three of them will be removed, and some will come, some will go, and whatever. But then the Antichrist will come out of the little horn. Hallelujah. And he's not Indian. He will be Muslim. Most likely Shia, not a Sunni. We'll see, though. Just speculating. Daniel 12, verse 1. And at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over sons of your people. And there shall be trouble, time of trouble, such as never was seen there was a nation. Even to the time, and at the time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, praise God. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Now, how prophetic is that? Is knowledge increasing? Look at the technology. Look at the AI increasing in knowledge and helping humanity in certain areas, but they also lie. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others. One on this riverbank and the other on the other riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, how long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be a time, times, and half time. And when the power of the holy people have been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. And many shall be purified, made white, refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. So don't get confused when the Democratic Party doesn't understand and all of these people don't understand, because they're what? They're the wicked. But the wise shall understand. Only those who come out of that false religions and doctrines of demons and into the kingdom of Christ shall receive wisdom. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you go your way to the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. Hallelujah. Give us a little understanding of what's going on. Again, these three kingdoms and kings that have agreed are Sunni. You will see an additional Sunni nations come agreement with them. But Shia, they will be coming against the Sunni nations. And they have their own religion beliefs, and it's pretty perverse. They're more violent, they're more wicked compared to the Sunni. But they still are all deceived, because it's all Satan's kingdom. All these false religions, no matter who they are or what they are, there's only one kingdom. The kingdom of authority of Jesus Christ. Kingdom. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Great I Am. Amen. And anyone that's not written in the book of life will walk in deception all their days and wake up in hell. They ain't going to wake up with virgins. They're not going to wake up as a billionaire or millionaire. And they're not going to wake up as a ruler. They wake up chained and tormented by demons, which is a terrible thing. So we need to pray for all these that have been taken captive, that are deceived. The spirit of deception runs rapidly. I just saw one of the prophetic individuals give a word just before I came here and talked about the spirit of deception increasing globally, and that we need to be awake and aware so that we don't get caught in the deception, which is Satan's greatest weapon. Amen? Because there's going to be many false prophets, many false religions, and they're going to say, come here, come there. We don't move without Jesus coming to get us. Amen? And remember, the witness within you will tell you what is right and what is wrong, as long as you're walking right with God. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We thank you for this opportunity. And I know you'll give us another opportunity to worship you, because you're a good daddy. So we we love you, we bless you, and we honor you and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.